So, okay, question one. We're going to go 1 till 6. That's pretty much what we're going to do every day. Usually, like, we'll do 5 one day. But this year, we have 30 questions in 5 days. Do the math. 6 questions a day. Schmack. Okay. So, question one. Right. Mevor b'mishnah sh'am evi get me'medina sayam. Sarach lo mar b'fanei nech l'fanei nechtam. So, be'ezeh shliach ma'iri ha'mishnah l'fi Rashi. Right, so Rashi on Daf Beis tells us that we're talking about a shliach l'olacha. Mashma what? Mashma that it's not true by shliach l'kabbalah. So the question is, why does Rashi pick up on this? Right, so Ketzad bir Aran midas Rashi. Right, so the Aran explains that Rashi was Dafka. Rashi Dafka meant a shliach l'olacha because a shliach l'kabbalah, you would not need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Right, when the Mishnah is saying that a shliach needs to say b'fanei nechtam, it's Dafka by a shliach l'olacha. Rashi was very specific. Why? Because... Right, we explained that any time there's a chalos gerushin, we're not going to require the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Right, the Ran brings a raya from the second parak ayin sham. We're not going to get too confusing from the Mishnah Daf Kaf Gimel and the Gemara over there. But why would this be true though? Why would this be true? Why when there's a chalos gerushin that the shliach doesn't need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? So the Ran explains. The Ran explains that why do we say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? Right, we make the shliach say it. Because we're choshesh for an error of the Baal. So we're only choshesh for an error of the Baal when there was no chalos gerishin yet. Masha inkin, when there was a chalos gerishin. When there's a chalos gerishin, the Baal was gomer umagarish, right? When he gives it to shliach the Kabbalah, we assume that he's gomer umagarish. He, within his mind, he says, okay, there's going to be a chalos gerishin, and we're not choshesh for an error anymore once there's a chalos gerishin. So since we're not choshesh for an error anymore, there's no reason to require the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Therefore, only legabe a shliach lailacha, Rashi says we're going to require b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam because that's when we have a chashash error because the Baal was not gomer magarish. That's the Ran. So the Chassam Sofer explains differently. Right? The Chassam Sofer says the Chazal made a takana b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam dafka to the shliach. Right? So by a shliach l'holacha when he's bringing it, okay, he's still a shliach when he says b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Masha inkin by a shliach l'kabbalah. Right? A shliach l'kabbalah. The second he's makabel to get. There's a chalos gerushin, meaning that he's not a shliach bichlal anymore. So if Chazal only made their takana by a shliach, so the zok the chasam sofer, so there's no ability for him to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Right, so we see that's the machlokes in the round of the chasam sofer. And the nafkamina, right, we see this in the Meiri also, that the nafkamina really is if a shliach l'kabbalah is if he's able to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. According to the Ran, it's just like a case of Eretz Yisrael, right? In the case of Eretz Yisrael, in the Mishnah we say we don't need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. But you can still say it, right? Since there's no chashash error, we don't make you say it, but you're still able to say it, right? And that's like the Ketzas Chachmei Adoros in the Meiri, right? Ayin Sham, you look in the Meiri, that's what the Ketzas Chachmei Adoros say. Masha Inkei by the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, like the Meiri himself, right? That really the Shliach, the Kabbalah, cannot say B'fanei Nechtam B'fanei Nechtam, really because Chazal only gave Nemonos to the Shliach. And by a Shliach, the Kabbalah, once he was Mekabel again, he's not really a Shliach anymore. But the Chassam Sofer brings a riot as he showed from the Rivash quoted by the Beis Yosef. Right, the Rivash is talking about a case where the Baal was nifter, right? So the Baal appointed a shliach and a shliach leholach, and then he was nifter. So can the shliach after the Baal was nifter say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? So the Rivash explains that once the Baal was nifter, right, pakalei shlichusa, he's not a shliach anymore. So even though he may have given the get, even though it doesn't matter because he's not a shliach, so Chazal were only misakin in the context of a shliach. So even though he was appointed as a shliach, and even though he already get, it doesn't matter. He's not a shliach anymore, so he doesn't have the ability to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam anymore because he's not a shliach. So we see mamish the word of the Chassam Sofer that he's trying to say within Rashi, within the Rivash that's quoted by the Beis Yosef. Okay, Givaldi, that's question one. Okay, so mahadin m'shliach. Question two. What mahadin m'shliach lo lacha hevi gam medina sayam velo armer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam ba'akach nisa yishel lefir rabbi meir lefir rabban. Right. So the Gemara Dafhe talks about a case where if a shliach l'olacha brings a get, and he didn't say b'fanei nechtam anymore, and afterwards the woman got married. So what's the din? So we have machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, right? So Rabbi Meir says, right, he says, Yotzi v'avlad mamzer, right, even though she got remarried again, it doesn't matter, since the shliach didn't say b'fanei nechtam, so we're going to make her get divorced, and we're going to call the v'lad mamzer, right? Because again, we brought the sheet of Rabbi Meir up, that call Mishanash Mebeach come and begin, even though we have a Tarkanas Chacham begin, Yotzi v'avlad mamzer. It was out recently within the... We saw this concept similar. We ended up saying, whatever. We saw this recently in the Rambam, but we see this, the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer, but the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, no, ain't a Vlad Mamzer. She doesn't need to get divorced. The Vlad's not a Mamzer. Elamai, Ketzad Yasa, right? So the Gemara says that the Shliach is supposed to take the get back and give it back to her and say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So the Tur in the Ramah have a machlokas within the shita of the Rabbanan, right? The Torah explains that when we say that you're supposed to take it back and give it back and say b'fanei nach b'fanei nachtam, that's whether you have the same Eidim Asira, or whether you don't have the same Eidim Asira, right? That's the Torah. The Torah says no matter what the case, if you didn't say b'fanei nach b'fanei nachtam, according to the Rabbanan, in a chanami the Vlad's not a mamzer, but no matter what, you have to take the get back, give it back, and say b'fanei nach b'fanei nachtam. Masha in came by the Ramah. The Ramah says no. If you have the same Eidim Asira there, you don't need to take it back. You just need to say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. But when the Rabbanan say Ketzad Yaseh, you take it and give it back, that's when you don't have the same Eidim Asira. But when you have the same Eidim Asira within the Ramah, you do not have to say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. Really? So, okay, fine. So what's the machlokas, right? So we explained the Torah in two ways, and within the first way, there's really two ways to explain that. So the first way to explain the Torah is that the reason that you would need to take it back and give it back no matter what and say b'fanei nach b'fanei nachtam, right, whether you have the same Eidim Asira or not, no matter what, you're going to have to take it back and give it back, is because Chazal were misaking the Amira of b'fanei nachtam mitzurif to the Masira. So no matter what, whenever there's a Masira, you're going to have to say b'fanei nach b'fanei nachtam. Why? So within that, there's two explanations. One, more of a fundamental pshat, that's how Chazal were misaking. Chazal said b'fanei nachtam, that you have to say it with the Masira, okay? Very fundamental, very simple. But within the second shot, not that it's complicated, it's just not, it's more of a practical reason. Right? We saw Tosas on Pedal, we borrowed a Svara, that the Shliach B'Shas Mesira is more Medek Dayek. So, since B'Shas Mesira is more Medek Dayek, so we wanted to Davka say B'Fanei Nachtav, B'Fanei Nachtam with the Mesira. So, that's why we tell him to take it back and give it back, because only B'Shas Mesira is he really more Medek Dayek. So that's really one mahalach within the Torah of the reason you need to take it and give it back is because we assume that the Amira of B'fanei nachtam is mitzurif to the Masira. Okay, that's one way to explain the Torah. The other way to explain the Torah is within the Chassam Sofer, right? We said the Chassam Sofer, really the same mahalach that we said last time within the Chassam Sofer, that according to the Chassam Sofer, we really only gave the amanus to the Shliach to say B'fanei nachtam or B'fanei nachtam. So according to Chassam Sofer, why do you take it back and give it back in order to say it? You have to take it back in order to shaf yourself into a shliach again. And once you have that shaf of, oh, I'm a shliach, then you give it back. Because that's the context in which Chazal gave Ne'amonis. Only when you're a shliach. So Zok to Chassam Sofer, that's Mamash what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying that you need to take it and give it back. Because that's how you get yourself into a shliach. And that's when you're going to be Ne'amon to say B'fanei nachtam, B'fanei nachtam. So this is all B'das HaTorah. But the Ramah, why according to the Ramah do we say that you don't need to take it back, right? If the Eidim Asira are there, why do you not need to take it back? Why is just the Amira of B'fanei nachtam without the Masira enough? So one way to explain is that the Shlichus wasn't really fulfilled yet. So you're still a Shliach, right? Meaning if the whole point of the Shliach bringing it was to give it in to say B'fanei nachtam, so in Echanami you gave it over, but you didn't say B'fanei nachtam. It's not that you when you take it back, you're creating a Shaf of a Shliach. No, you're just really continuing your shlichus. That's why you don't need to take and give it back. And if there are different Eidim Asira according to the Ramah, if there are different Eidim Asira, why do you need to take it back? Because you need Eidus on the full Ma'aseh Shlichus. So if it's the same Eidim Asira, so they already saw the first part when you gave it, so you just need to finish it off by saying B'fanei nachtav u'B'fanei nachtav. But if it's different Eidim Asira, that's why you need to do the whole thing, that you need to take and give it back, because the Eidim need to see the whole Ma'aseh. Another way to explain the Ramah is that really in a chanami, his shlichus is done. Okay, if his shlichus is done, then why do we make him take it and give it back when there's different Eidim Asira in order to say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam? Sorry, I said it wrong. Really, his shlichus is done. So why is he able to say b'fanei nachtam when there are the same Eidim Asira? The reason he needs to say it, sorry, the reason he doesn't need to take it back is because even though his shlichus is really done, he's still always going to have a shaychus la'oso shlichus. In a chanami, he can't just do something on his own, but he's always going to be referred to a shliach on that ma'aseh gerushin. So since this is le'inyan, that ma'aseh gerushin, he doesn't need to take it and give it back in order to say that b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. Why? Because he's still a shliach la'oso ma'aseh gerushin. So that's why according to the Ramah, when you have the same Eidim Asira, you don't need to take it and give it back in order to say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. You could just say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam, since la'oso ma'aseh gerushin, you're neman. Okay, that's question two. Question three. Right, we say in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Akko has a din of chutz la'aretz. But the question is, the Gemara in Ksubas tells us that Rabbi Abba was menashek b'kifei da'akko. Right, he kissed the floor of Akko. So in our Mishnah, we say that Akko is considered chutz la'aretz. But in the Gemara in Ksubas, we say that Rabbi Abba is menashek b'kifei da'akko, mashma, that it's Eretz Yisrael. So in L'chayr, it's a steer in sugyas. So we went through a bunch of Mahakam in order to explain this. Right, Rabbeinu Tam says, based on Yerushalmi, that there are two places of Akko. Right, half was in Eretz Yisrael, half was not in Eretz Yisrael. So the part that Rabbi Abba was Menashik, right, the part that he kissed, okay, that was Eretz Yisrael. And in our Mishnah, when we're talking about the part that is considered Chutz La'aretz, okay, that's a part that's not Eretz Yisrael. So we ended up saying that within Rabbeinu Tam, the Koveya for Befanei Nechtam is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Right, that's what's gonna be the koveya for everything. Right, all the mitzvahs of Tulis Baritz, all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Befanei Nechtam, mitzvahs of Tulis Baritz, that's all gonna be based on kedusha. Right, whether it's captured by the Olei Bavel, and that's what's gonna be the koveya. But the Re explains differently. Right, the Re said that maybe a place that has kedushas Eretz Yisrael still will not require a Befanei Nechtam, right, since if these places that have kedushas Eretz Yisrael, they're not really inhabited like the other places of Eretz Yisrael, right? Again, why would we be required to say Befanei Nechtam? Because we said that they're not Tamidei Chachamim Mitzuyin Sham, they're not Batei Dinim Kvuin. So, meaning in a Chanami Le'inyan Trumas and Maaseros, it could be considered Eretz Yisrael. But Le'inyan Gittin, even if it has kedushas Eretz Yisrael, we'll still say that it's considered Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because it's not part of the Ikar Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Re will say, based on that, will say that in a Chanami, or Abba's Nashu B'Kifid Da'Akko, because Akko is Eretz Yisrael, Le'inyan Kedusha, but Le'inyan Gittin, it might not be considered Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Ramban, however, splits in the other direction. He explains that the reason Rabbi Abba kissed the floor of Akko was because he held that there was Kedusha Rishon. Right, when they went into Gullus, that Kedusha Rishon was never really Bata. But Le'inyan Gittin, we'll say that since there was no kibush by Bavel, so that's why there's not going to be any Bakin or Edom that are Mitzuyin Sham, and therefore there's a Kedusha, but since they were not Kobesh recently, there aren't many people there, and that's why it's going to require Kiyum by Gittin and the Amira Befanei Nechtam. But the Ramban offers another answer, that maybe Rabbi Abba holds that Kedusha Rishona was Batel, Le'inyan Trumos Amaisers. Right, so the Kedusha was Batel, really there is no Kedusha, right? Because we said that there's a Kedusha Shlishas coming, and since there's a Kedusha Shlishas coming, that means that Kedusha Shenis was Batel. But, so then why, why was Rabbi Abba Menashe B'Kiv Da'akov if there's no real Kedusha there? Because the Rambam would hold there's two Inyanim of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. There's Kedusha, and there's Chiba of Eretz Yisrael. So Chiba of Eretz Yisrael, that can tell us that there's an inherent yearning for Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Rabbi Abba was Menashek B'Kiv Da'akko. That's why he kissed the floor of Akko. Masha Inkein by, it's not going to apply to Mitzvah Satulis Ba'aretz, to Maestros, to all those other things. But Le'inyan Gittin will say that it's going to be considered Chutz La'aretz, right? Because it's not really Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam, L'chora, could be a Raya to this Ramban. Right, the Rambam says that we only do smicha in Eretz Yisrael, since Eretz Yisrael is a makom shel klai Yisrael. And the Rambam continues to say that when we say Eretz Yisrael, we mean places that were machzik by the Olei Mitzrayim. The question is, why did the Rambam pick on the Olei Mitzrayim? Right, because Olei Mitzrayim doesn't really work for Trumas and Maaseros, so Linyan Kedusha. So what's going on here? So the Radbaz explains that in a Chanami, the Olei Mitzrayim doesn't work Linyan Trumas and Maaseros, Linyan Kedusha, but still in terms of other halachos, the Olei Mitzrayim does help us. Right, there's still a chibov of Eretz Yisrael, which is mamish what we're saying within the Ramban. That you can have a place that has chibov from the Olei Mitzrayim, however, in terms of kedusha, like Trumas and Maaseros, it won't have that. So that can explain why Rabbi Abba was Menashe B'Kiv Da'akko, right? Because in a Chanami, there's no kedusha there, and it's not really Eretz Yisrael, but there's still a chibov of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rabbi Abba is Menashe B'Kiv Da'akko, and that's also why we'll require you to say Befanei Nechtam, because it's not really Eretz Yisrael. There's not necessarily Batei Dinim Kuhn. There's not really Tamid Chacham in there. So we'll require you to say Befanei Nechtam. Okay, question 4. So we said that someone that brings the get by Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah in the end says you do not need to say Befanei Nechtam. But then Yesh Lev Orim Yiskai Mechosma. So what error are we choshish for from the Baal? Right, so Rashi says we're choshish for an error shu mezuyif, right? That's Rashi on Daf Beis and Aleph. But the Rambam in his Perush Mishnayos says it's not just a chashash of mezuyif. It's really we're choshish for any type of error, whether it's sholo lishma, whether it's mezuyif, whether it's anything, we're choshish for any type of error. Right, what's more, Rav Nachum points out, we're not really focusing on this, I don't even remember if we ended up answering this up in Shir, if it's a steer with him Rashi or not, but Rav Nachum points out the Rashi and Daf Tes says that the error we're choshish is the poslo, which is mashma like the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. So, again, focusing really on Rashi and the Rambam, though. Rashi seems to be saying that the error we're choshish for is mezuyif, where the Rambam is choshish for any kind of error. And what's more is we have a question on the Rambam. If the way that, if the solution in the Mishnah is im yesh lav or im wat, yiskayim b'chosma. So that works great within Rashi, because if you have a get that's mezuyif, how do you help us out? You're mekayim nechasimas. And that's what the Mishnah says. The Rashi's Gishmak. But the Rambam, who says that it's not really the only issue. The issue we're also choshish for of error is not just mezuyif, but another issue we're choshish for is if it was lo lishma. Or any other issue you can have in the get. So, according to the Rambam, what does the kiyum of a chasima do to help an issue of lishma? Lishma is it has nothing to do with the kiyum of a chasima. So, how does the Rambam read the Mishnah Bechlal? So, we gave two terutzim to answer up for the Rambam. One is the Chassam Sofer. Right? The Chassam Sofer says that why do we believe the error? We really believe the error machmas amigu. Right? If we have an error from the Ba that says it was written shelo lishma, he's only neman of the error of lo lishma, machmas amigu of mezuyif. So, what does that mean? That means that he's only neman to say lishma, machmas the taina of mezuyif. So what? So, if you're makayim the chasima, and like we say in the end of the Mishnah, when you bring in the edim to be makayim the chasimas, that takes away the taina reya, right? Because the taina reya of the migu, which is that it was lo lishma, is only neman machmas the taina tova, which is that it was mezuyif. So when you take away the taina tova of mezuyif, when you're makayim the chasima, right? When you're makayim the chasima, that means it wasn't mezuyif. So you take away that whole migu. So if the whole error was only neman machmas amigu, you took away the whole migu and you're makayim the chasima. So the Rambam said that you're towing, let's say you're towing the lishma. It was lo lishma, so you just took away that whole taina because the taina was only neman with the migu. But when you're makayim the chasima, that takes away the migu. So that's how the Chassam Sofer explained to the Rambam, that even though they didn't at the end of the Mishnah that you're makayim the chasima, that no matter what error you're going to have is neman machmas the kima the chasima, machmas the mezuyif, which is taking care of machmas the kima the chasima. Another way we used to explain was lefi the Rav, right? The Rav explains that idush habishtar is really powerful. He says that maybe if we're makayim the chasima, that's really testifying on the whole shtar bichlal. Why would that be true? Normally we say that edus is only neman mipiem velo mechsava. Right? Edus bichsav is not neman. So what's going on with the shtar that we give a nemanis to? L'chayr, it doesn't make any sense. So it must be that a shtar is not normally edus bichsav. Because it's not just one person recollecting events bichsav. Really, it's two edim that are being made on the tzivoy of the mischayim. Therefore, we see that the shtar can have super strength and isn't just made on what's going on in the shtar. Therefore, maybe it's made on the kashrus of everything. So, when the error comes in and says it's not mezuyif, it says that really the get was written shlo lishma. Then we have the kiyum of the chasimas. The kiyum of the chasimas is not just made on the shtar bifrat, but really it's made on really the whole maisa gerushin bechlal. So that's why, even if the error is lo lishma, that's why being mekayim b'chosma, that's why that can solve up the whole issue. And that's the Rav, and both these mahalchim can help us explain the Rambam. Okay, question five. Right, so we said in the Mishnah that if the Baal is not ma'arer, then the get does not need kiyum. So the question was, does this also apply by shtari mamon? Right, can we learn out from gitei nashim to shtari mamon? So the Ramban quotes the Chachmei Tzarfatim that this is not just a din by gittin. Right, not just by Gittin are we not going to be towing mezuyif, but it must be also true by Shtari Mamon. Right, we're going to learn from Gittin to Shtari Mamon that just like by Gittin, we're not towing, Bezin's not going to be towing on behalf of the Baal mezuyif. So too by Gittin Nashim, so too by Shtari Mamon, sorry, we're not going to be towing mezuyif. Tosos argues, Tosos says you can't learn from Gittin Nashim to Shtari Mamon. Right, we're only makil by Get Isha Misha Miguna, which is not going to apply to Shtari Mamon, right? Because Shtari Mamon is just not a case of Iguna. Therefore, by Shtari Mamon, we're going to be towing mezuyif. Why? Because Leishavkes Chaya Cholberia, right? The reported Malveh is going to just write Shtaros for a Lova. He's just going to say, Ruvain owes me $1,000, and just say, no, I got a Shtar. What are you going to do? So, again, so that's why we're going to be towing mezuyif by a case of Shtari Mamon. The Tosos Rash originally says similarly. He says that how does it make sense to say that we're not going to be towing by Shtari Mamon? Loshavkes Chaya Lecholberia. What's going to be? We're not going to be able to do anything. Zok to Tosos Rashi must be that there's a chiluk between Gitei Nashim and Shtari Mamon. Because Gitei Nashim, we have a Chashashi Guna, so we don't have that Chashashi Guna by Shtari Mamon. And also, the Tosos Rashi adds on more, that the Baal is not going to be Chashud to be Makalka the Isha. He's not going to just mess over his wife. And we're also not Choshish that she's going to mess over herself and be Mazayif again. So therefore, the Tosos Rashi explains, in a Chanami by Gitei Noshim, we're not going to be towing because one, it's Iguna, and two, he also explains further in the second day that we're not choshish for Kilkol. So therefore, we're only going to be choshish for Kilkol of Loshak Eskai Lecholberia by Shtari Mamon, and that's going to be the Tosas Rash. The Ritva explains that since the Isha, right, he explains in two ways. One, that since the Isha is not Mamono Shabal, so that's why by Gitei Noshim we're not going to be towing Mizuyev. We're only Tanin and Mizuyev by the case of Mamon. But since the Isha is not Mamono Shabal, right, we're saying it's a Kenyan Isser, not a Kenyan Mamon. Therefore, we're not going to require Kiyam up the bat, right? We're only going to require Kiyam by cases of Mamon. That's the first day according to the Ritva. But the Ritva says Va'od. He explains differently. He says that Bezin's only towing Mizuyev when we have to do a Maisa. What does that mean? That means that someone comes in with a star Mamon, and he's trying to be Motzi Mamon from the Loveh. So if Bezin's then going to need to take money from the Loveh, so okay, Bezin's not going to do that unless we have a star Mekoyim. So Bezin's going to need to be towing Mezuyif in order that the guy's going to be Nekayim the star. But there's no Maisa that's happening by Gittin. What Maisa is happening? We're not doing anything. We're not taking money from her. Okay, the Ritzvah says in the end, yeah, if we're talking about the Ksuba, okay, maybe in that case we'll be towing, but we're not talking about the Ksuba right now. We're talking about the Gittin. By the Gittin, there's no Maisa that Bezin's doing, so therefore, according to the Ritzvah, in a Chanami, Bezin's going to be towing by Shtari Mamon, but Bezin's not going to be towing by a case of Gittin. Okay, question six. Okay. Is Bezin going to be towing Mizuyif or Nansu for the Yisomim, according to Tosos and according to the Ramban? Right? So, again, we had two parallel cases. We have the case that Tosos originally brings up, of if we're towing Perua b'migud de Mizuyif, that's our Tosos, he's talking about that case. And he quotes the case of Baba Basra of the Yisomim being towing Hechzarte b'migud de Nansu, right? So, okay. Right, just so we can understand, because otherwise it's just words and it's hard to understand what cases we're talking about. The case of Perua b'migud de Mizuyif is we'll talk about a case of a Nifresh Lobafana, that we have a Malva coming in trying to collect from a Lova, but the Lova is not there. The Lova can't back himself up. So the Malva comes in with a Shtar. Is Bezin just going to let him be Motzi Mamun? Or can we be towing Perua, that the Lova paid it off, Bemigu, that we could say that the Shtar is Mizuyif, like completely forged? And the parallel case is the case in Baba Basra. Right? The case in Baba Basra is the case of a Shtar case. Meaning what? Meaning normally we lend with interest. How do we make profit, though? Meaning normal, not us. People are normally lending with interest, but we can't because we're Yidden, right? There's a bunch of psukim in the Torah that say you can't lend with interest. So how do we make profit? So Chazal instituted a case of a shtar kiss, that we have shtaros that are half mil, then half pikadon. So that's, you can make profit al yedei a pikadon. Right, so we're talking about a case where a father borrowed money, half is a mil, but half is a pikadon. So now the father is nifter. The mafkid comes to collect. So Tosfos says, in a Chanani, you can't collect the side of the milpa, but maybe you can collect the side of the pikadon. So the problem is that when this mafkid comes in to collect from the father's not there. He can't be towing anything. So are we going to be towing for the Yisomim? That's the case of what we're talking about. So we end up saying, either we're towing Hechzartiv, or we're towing, either we're towing Nansu, or we're towing Hechzartiv b'migud Nansu. Okay, fine. So that's... Sorry if that got confusing, just I think it's important to understand the cases that we're talking about. So are we towing Mizuyif or Nansu b'shvil Yisomim? So Tosfos says, no. We're not going to be towing Mizuyif or Nansu. Right, we're towing, if you haven't followed up till now, then here's where we're answering the question, so just, it's going to be more clear till now. I'm sorry if that wasn't clear. It was just trying to get background to the case. So, okay, fine. Are we towing Mizuyif or Nansu b'shvil Yisomim? So according to Tosfos, we're not going to be towing Mizuyif or Nansu. We're going to be towing Hechzartiv b'migud de Nansu, or we're going to be towing Perua b'migud de Mizuyif. Why? Because the Taina of Mizuyif or the Taina of Nansu, they're a Mitzvah to Loshchiyah. Meaning, in a Chanami, we can be towing them, but it's a Mitzvah to Loshchiyah, so Bezin doesn't want to be towing a Mitzvah to Loshchiyah, so we'll use them for a Migu, right? Whether it's Hechzartiv Migu de Nansu or Perua Migu de Mizuyif. Where the Ramban says that's not true. Right? In the Hemshech of the question, we're about to say, what does the Ramban ask on Tosfos? The Ramban asks on Tosfos, how can you say that we'll be towing Hechzartiv Migu de Nansu if you're not going to be towing Nansu? Meaning, you're only towing Hechzartiv with the Migu of Nansu. Okay, I guess we gotta go. So to continue before we got rudely interrupted, we'll speak it out quickly. Right? So according to Tosfos, we're not towing Mizuyif, we're not towing Nansu, we're towing Hechzartiv b'migud de Nansu. We're towing Peruha b'migud de Mizuyif. According to the Ramban says, He asks on Tosos, how can you do that? You can't tell me that we're towing a migu, machmas a tina tova, that you can't even be towing. Right? So we're towing, it must be according to the Ramban, that we're either towing mizuyev, or you're able to be towing nansu. It's a milsud l'shriach. The Ramban's not choshish for a milsud l'shriach. Okay? The Ramban says, while Tosos says you could be towing exartiv b'migu d'nansu, right? We're not towing nansu, we're not towing mizuyev. We're towing them with the migu. But the Ramban says, no, you have to be towing exactly mizuyev or nansu. Right, the Ramban asks on Tosos, the Me'achar Shayyus Odar is Hechis Kaim Abinyan. If you can't be towing the Taina Tova, how can you be towing the Taina Reya Machmas the Taina Tova? Okay. Ketzad Eshel Levar Geder Din Taninon Leshitas Tosos Mas over Ramban. Right, so Rav Chanan explains that the whole Din of Taninon, the whole Machlokus is based on how you understand Taninon. Is Taninon a Yerush Sakoach that exactly what the father is able to be towing is Mamish precisely what Bezin is able to be towing? So that's how the Tosos would understand. Tosos will say that Bezin could be towing exactly what the father is able to say, whether it's Mizuyev or Nansu. Okay, we're only not going to be towing it, Machmas the fact that it's a Milsad Lo Shkia. So we won't be towing it because we don't want to be towing a Milsad Lo Shkia. But it doesn't mean that you can't be towing exactly the Migu Denansu, meaning we can Be'etzim be towing it. So since we can be towing it, it's Mamash Yush Lakoch and the father, so okay, fine. Bezin can be towing exactly the Migu Denansu or prove the Migu de Mizuyev. The Ramban explains, Taninon is not a Yerush Sakoach. Right? Taninon is a taina of Bezdin Machmas Atzmam. Right? We look at the father as a dogma. What can he be towing? And based on that, we assess and we say what taina we can make. So, if we're able to be towing what the father, similar to what the father said, then we can't, sorry. Right, if we're able to be towing similar to what the father said, if we're saying that the father can say Nansu, if we're saying that the father can say Mizuyev, so Bezdin can be towing Nansu or Bezdin can be towing Mizuyev. Masha Inkin, if we're saying it's a milsad lo shkiach and we can't be towing, then we can't be towing it b'chla. So Elamai, Zakhtar Ramban, so we're looking at where the father is a dugma, and since he could be towing Mizuyif, since he could be towing Nansu, we could be towing Mizuyif or Nansu, and we're not going to say that it's a milsad lo shkiach and we could be towing it ourselves. Shkiach.